Well, we come now to Psalm 105, and we're going to sing from verse 1, Psalm 105, and verses 1 to 5, to God's glory. Let us pray together. Eternal God, as we sing these familiar words, we pray that we would not sing simply from memory or habit, but from the very innermost being. As we think of the wonders that God has done, as we think of how kind God is to us, how generous in the gospel, but also in our providence and in daily living, daily bread and daily breath, we simply receive it all, we take it all. We live hardly thinking about God at times. And we pray that we remember the scriptural emphasis that the breath in our nostrils is in God's hands, that we are sustained by him, kept in existence by the power of his creative and providential energy, and a purpose of grace towards his people, which can never be changed and never needs to be added to and can never be thwarted in any way. A purpose that is resolutely set before us in the scriptures, whereby our salvation is explained, not simply in general terms, but in precise details. And as we look into these scriptures, we see a long history in the world, the history of Israel and individuals before Israel and in the nation of Israel, and in other nations at the time of the Old Testament administration. And always we find that God is working, the secret unseen hand that moves kings and kingdoms, raises them up and casts them down again. And we pray that we would read the scriptures intelligently, not simply finding texts that suit our particular ideas or traditions, but the whole range of scripture, the big picture, God's love for the world, God's purpose of mercy expressed every day towards a fallen world. In him we live and move and have our being, and we are not dealt with as our sins deserve. And his long suffering and his patience putting up with us is intended to lead us to repentance. And so we pray that we would see the scriptures as a message of grace, a loving word from a loving God who desires only that we believe in him and love him and place all our hope and confidence in him. This is his desire, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and that we love one another. We know that this is impossible for us by nature. We have no inclination to do this. We have no idea how to begin or how to implement such things. And yet in grace we are led on, step by step, here a little, there a little, precept upon precept, line upon line, leading us on as little children, spoon-fed with gospel grace. And so we give thanks this evening again, O God, as the psalmist encourages us to give thanks to God, call on his name, to men make his deeds known. So as we come to pray now, help us to look back since last we gathered together, and help us, Lord, to assess what we have done in these days. Wherein have we served Christ? Wherein have we grown in grace? Wherein have we been of any real value, not only to the church at large, but to the church in particular, to individuals? Have we helped sinners along the road of life? Have we helped any saints along the road of grace? Heavenly Father, help us to pray for all the saints. We pray for ourselves here now as we gather, and we rejoice that we are enabled to do so. We remember the other congregation of professing Christians meeting at this time. We hear them in their liveliness. We know that they worship differently to what we do, perhaps believe differently, but we have reason to believe that they love the Lord. And so we pray for them as they worship now. We pray the blessing of God upon them richly, these young lives. May they be strong in the Lord and forever in all the days that are apportioned to them. May they remain true to the calling, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And may we do the same. May we take nothing for granted. May we not presume, but may we day by day seek the Lord, seek mercy every day afresh, because our sins are new every morning, and so is grace. And so we pray for grace and mercy to attend us now. And we pray this for all who call upon God's name. And this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to read now in the letter of Jude. The letter of Jude, and we're going to be reading through this epistle. Epistle of Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though once you knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of love, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withers, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaks great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. We remind you of the following services. The Lord's Day morning will be a recorded meeting, a recorded service. And then, God willing, in the afternoon, we shall be meeting here in this building at 4:30. And then, of course, next Wednesday will be also a recorded message over the Australia Day celebrations. This place apparently is not available for us. So these are the forthcoming services, and we invite you to attend them as best you're able and willing. Now, we're going to sing again in Psalm 105, and we're going to continue from verse number 6 to 9. O ye that are of Abram's race, his servant, well approven, and ye that Jacob's children are, whom he chose for his own. We sing from Psalm 105, verses 6 to 9.
Oh.